What's the matter? Are you okay? No. I'm fine. Let me get it.
I think it's in the bag again.
Here now. Here's a drink. Yeah. There you go. Can you swallow it? It's okay. Oh. Let me get back in. And let me cuddle up to you. That's fine. I quite like having you at my mercy. It's okay, your painkiller will work. Did you take that stuff before bed? Yeah, well, you know, being on painkillers, you don't want to get constipated. Well, I don't know, it's one of those words that you tend to mouth, you know, constipated. Come here, you big teddy bear. You'll get through this. Think about something else while you're waiting for the pain to ease off. Think about some nice stuff that we can do tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, you can drink some more that stool softener. I still can't believe you didn't know what a stool was. Well, it's a polite way of saying it, isn't it? It's the correct medical terminology. Well, you've got enough to worry about. You don't have to be digging it out with a stick. No, I'm not. I'm trying to be funny. Laughter. That's what you need, a bit of a chuckle. Takes your mind off. What else would take your mind off the pain? I wonder if my fingers twiddled a nipple. Would that give you? That made you smile. Oh, what about this nipple? Does this make you smile wider? No, the first nipple's the smile. And the second nipple adjusts the width of the smile. Well, I didn't know your little nipples worked like that. What happens if I pinch your nose? You know that I'm here to look after you. Yes. My kisses medicinal. Are they? Oh, I always knew it. Maybe I could bottle my kisses and send them off over the internet. What do you think? Do you think anyone would pay? Well, you never know. What about if we get out of the house a bit tomorrow, just for a drive? Well, you can't stay stuck in. I know you don't want to try the crutches again, you know, not to see the physio, but You can sit in the car and I'll open the car windows and we'll get bags of fresh air. What about going to see a film at a drive-in? There must be one that's still going somewhere. Or, I don't know. You could go to a safari park, drive around, see the animals. That's a bit dull this time of year. Probably all hibernating or something else. Well, I could dress up as various animals and you could pretend that you're outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something about those kitten ears or something, was it? Yeah. Ponytail. Good clip clop around the bedroom and and say nay a lot, you know. Nay! I see. That smile is delicious. Do you need some more water or anything? I was thinking of nipping to the bathroom. Maybe I need to have a pee, or maybe I'm just getting tingly because of you. Yeah, you can't fight me off, can you? I could straddle you and I know you're tired. I'm just trying to, you know, make you feel better. What about if I talk you to sleep? Just cuddle you to sleep then. And breathe hot breath into your ear, yeah? Yeah. If you feel cold, then I'm going to warm you up by cuddling right up to you. It's probably because you're not getting any exercise, you know, circulation and all that. Yeah. I know how to get your circulation going. No, I meant massage, actually. No, I'm not always horny. Well, I suppose I am quite often, but how am I supposed to help it when I've got this nice boyfriend like you? He smiles at my silly jokes. He lets me, you know, nibble on things from time to time. Even though he thinks I'm, you know, practically a nymphomaniac. I can tell you're starting to feel better because your face is relaxing. Things while the painkiller's gonna let you fall asleep. Yeah. Something nice. What about things to look forward to when your legs, you know, getting stronger? We could go swimming. That's not too much for your legs, is it? That's good exercise. I'm sure I could go on eBay or something and find you some Speedos, you know. Those ones that leave nothing to the imagination. And I could get myself a nice cosy, nice costume, yeah. That leaves nothing to the imagination. I won't go out and... you won't have to eat all your healthy stuff. We'll go out and splurge on some junk food. Well, I went and got all that nice healthy food for you. Yeah. Well, it helps you heal. It does. Yeah, tomorrow we're going to have broccoli and cauliflower cheese. Yeah. No, I got some fish as well. That's good for you, isn't it? Yeah, I'll cook something nice for you and you can supervise and tell me where I'm going wrong. Yeah. Well, we're not supposed to have a lot of fatty stuff. But anyway, it won't be long till Christmas. And you'll be better by then and we can splurge. I won't have it either. No, I'm not going to sit there and eat a big juicy hamburger with cheese and ketchup and fried onions and stuff right in front of you. I wouldn't be that cool. Ow! Alright, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, you want me to be normal, don't you? You don't want me treading on eggshells around you? You want me to be myself. And I like it when you're feisty. You've got to take your control back. I know it knocked your confidence a bit, you know, but when you're getting looked after, you've got to tell people what you need and what you want so that you feel like you're in control. It's hard when you're in hospital and you know, you feel like you've got to do what everybody else is telling you, because they know best and they're doctors and they're nurses and all that, but you've got to say what you need to. You're allowed to say what you need. I never noticed how much more hair is growing out of this ear. Yeah, look at it. Yeah, well, you know what happens to men. Especially at Christmas. They start getting given slippers and nose clippers and things. Interchangeable ear clippers. That's what you're going to end up with. No, women don't get that. Well, check my ear for me. Does my ear look alright? What about this ear? This ear. That's an old joke, isn't it? I quite like it when you nibble on. Is your arm okay? I'm not sending it to sleep, am I? It's kind of funny having the bed downstairs like this. Maybe we should have put the dining table upstairs. Well, that's alright over there. I never noticed how many cracks are in the ceiling. Have to repaint it. Do you think so? I think you deserve to have a massage across these shoulders. Would you like that? Will that help you go completely to sleep? I'll get up and get the... I'll just rub your skin dry then. I mean, not without the oil. Actually, skin's in good condition. Just relax. That's it.
I'm really sleepy.
Excuse me. Let me stroke your hair. You'll be fine. Just gonna take it slow. That's really try and settle down. I'll look after you. I'm right here next to you. If you need any help, I'm here. I know you'd look after me. I know you would. Now don't you worry. Just go to sleep now. Go to sleep. It's not every day. Things like this happen. We'll get through it. Soon as that broken leg is healed, you'll start feeling like your old self. I love you too. Thank you. Nurse Rose, That's another outfit. You'd have to go with the kitten one. Get a naughty nurse outfit. Would you like that? About stockings. Last time we had stockings, you ended up making one get a ladder. A run, you know. Keep your eyes shut. Think about nice things. Think about grass in the sunshine, about wriggling your toes in the grass, and this tickle of the little green leaves, and a little bit of sunshine, maybe picnic. Yeah, one nice things. Bottle of beer. Yeah. Nice sandwiches. Marvelous company, you know. Laying down. Just feeling the warm sun on you. The warmth warming you through and through. That's right. And you can just relax and drift off.